This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to an All Things Transformers Toycast crossover, where we're discussing Hasbro Pulse. Or Transformers Tuesday.
Yes, Transformers Tuesday. January 31st, 2023. We are here. I am TFG1 Mike. He is Steve Megatron. And
Mike is on Cybertron and I'm on Earth.
I feel like I've been cosmic rusted, but that's a whole other discussion for another day.
So you could say one shall stand, one shall fall.
Or basically we all fall down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So anyways, yeah, Hasbro just dropped all of this stuff. Yep. And I'm enjoying some of what I've seen and some of what I have seen before, or images.
Yeah, we've seen some of the stuff because, you know, you can't stop the leaks. They're just not going to, you know, as bad as they are. And as much as I think the leaks take away from the overall presentation that the Transformers team does in these live streams, you're just never going to stop them.
Not at this point.
Mm-mm.
It's too difficult.
Yes. It's such a prime problem to have.
Wah, wah. But yeah, when I saw these get revealed, some of them, like I said, I knew they were coming, some like, or either by name or by design, or I've seen the pictures. I was actually quite entertained by some of them anyway. And I know my kids will be happy with a couple of these that are coming.
Yeah, they all look really, really good. I think there's only, if I was going to buy any of these, there's probably only one character that I would most likely purchase for myself.
Which is?
And that would be Twincast. Oh, yeah.
So I will agree with you. I really do like Twincast as well. But it's because I see the repaint capabilities. So it sticks really well with me on this. So anyways, we have the Rise of the Beasts, a couple of the figures that have been revealed over the last week or so. And more or less, we've seen like the Cheetor. That's the studio series one, which will be more or less what he looks like in the film.
Yep.
Same thing with Air Razor. And then we've seen the other alternative versions that are more of a blend, you could say. And the blend ones I actually really like, of the blend of the movie verse with the original design.
Yeah.
Which were the concept art, which I actually really enjoy those. And the ones that are the studio series, I hate. Like specifically Cheetor. This one looks like they kind of blended Beast Machines and the original Beast Wars one and mixed it with some Michael Bay junk, and then boom, this is what we got.
So if I was going to get Cheetor for myself, if I was still collecting, like if this was 2010 and I still had all the Transformers toys that I had, the Cheetor, even though I know he's larger than this, he reminds me of the original 2007 Ravage, or no, I don't want to misspeak. The Revenge of the Fallen Ravage with the purple eye that came out. And the only reason why I say that is because if I were to get this, I would essentially just leave him in cat mode, because that's the only thing on this figure that looks good to me. I hate the robot mode. It's not Cheetor.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I am not a huge fan of a lot of these. And then we get to, you know, the fact that we have Scourge now.
Yes.
And I'm not a fan of him either. But for a different reason entirely.
What's that reason?
The Robo Kibble.
Yeah.
He just looks terrible. And it's a lot of people were complaining about it too. They're like, yeah, he's got a lot of kibble on him. And not only that, but I mean, you've got that kind of shonen look. Like his symbol is his face, for one. Two, the legs just look brittle. They just do. I have no care in the world for that design.
Yeah. Again, if it was, I know he's leader class, but $55 for something that you're not going to like, that's not so. Well,
and it's like, he looks like a Voyager class. Like he doesn't look like anything spectacular.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah. Like I'm looking at the truck mode and like, that's what I would get this for, is the truck mode. The truck mode, I really, really dig. I love the cab. I think the cab and the whole front end is great. The rest is just and that's not good. That's not, especially at that price point.
Yeah,
that's not good.
I don't have high hopes for some of these bots anyway for the movie, but you know, time will tell. We'll see what they do and what they come up with. But moving on to the more positive side of things, Legacy.
Yes, Legacy, yes. Evolution.
Yep. And in this, are you on the Hasbro Pulse website or are you on the email?
Oh, no, I'm on the Hasbro Pulse website.
Okay. So we'll start from there and then we'll kind of, if there's some that are missing from that.
Yep.
I'll go to that. So the one right next to Scourge on there is Legacy Evolution Grimlock.
Yeah, I'm looking at him now. He looks so cool.
What's funny is my kid, when they came out with Studio Series 86, he wanted Grimlock but could never afford it, or was like, you know, I really like him, but the size, or because, you know, he could never seem to save up $50 for it. but he always wanted Grimlock, and he's been looking at, you know, he's seen the Authentics one and he's like, that one looks kind of like crap. There's no posability to it. You know, he's looked at different ones and he's made the choice. I've been like, you know, if you want it, get it. If you don't. Yep. But he likes the core class. He really likes, and I'm talking about Ian here. He really loves the core class figures, and Nolan's kind of like, give me the big figures. Like I want the giants.
Nolan wants the big bots and he cannot lie.
Yeah. So Ian has core class Rat Trap. He has core class Optimus Prime. He has core class. I gave him the Megatron that I had because I got the G2 Megatron. So I gave him the core class Megatron that I had of the G1, and I repainted, of course, all of his core class. So he's like, he loves them. And then he of course has some deluxe and Voyager, like Cheetor and Tigatron, you know, the original Cheetor from the 10th anniversary run of Beast Wars, and then Tigatron from Kingdom. So he's been wanting this Grimlock, and they know that the Dinobots are coming out. They've not seen any of them in stores yet. But my boys love the Dinobots because, you know, they're big dumb brutes and they turn into dinosaurs and they bash and destroy things. So what kid would not like that?
Exactly.
So anyways, he wants this Grimlock, and I told him it was coming last year, you know, at some point. And I was like, you know, if you're still wanting Grimlock, they're coming out with a, you know, a $12 one. And he says, oh yeah. He says, if they come out with that, I'll get it. Cause, I think I got him. Yeah. I got him Hot Rod, the core class one, for Christmas. And he was ecstatic. And so he's having fun building these core class armies of people. And I have Soundwave and Starscream and of core class, just because they're small versions of the big thing. And I think it looks spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah. The core class Grimlock looks really, really great. I think the only issue I have is the kibble in dinosaur. Like, it doesn't look like a tail. It looks like
feet.
Yeah,
all the Dinobots though.
Okay, well,
they've all got this kibble thing on their back that's supposed to be a tail, but it's their back feet. And what I may end up doing too is I may end up, like, I'm sure there's going to be some 3D printer person that comes up with some kind of a modification and make it not look like kibble. So I'm sure at some point, if I absolutely needed to, I would get it for the kids. But yeah, he's pretty ecstatic about this figure and wants it something terrible. He'll have to wait till it looks like close to June. Although in retail, that just means that we have to wait until like April.
I assume they're going to have some of these out sooner than June. I mean, you know, the movie comes out June 9th. So. And
BBTS, like, they'll get them later. The thing is they'll, you know, like Transmetal 2 Megatron, when I got him, I got him in early November, and they said that he wasn't supposed to be out till February. So it just kind of depends how the process works. But yeah, he's looking forward to this one. And then of course, kind of going up from there on the list, they have Thundercracker, which Skywarp's in stores right now. So if you want the Seekers, you know, the complete collection, you just pick him up too. But I don't personally need him because I have Starscream.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you're a Starscream guy. You've always been a Starscream guy.
It's funny. I like the colors of Skywarp too. So Thundercracker never really resonated with me, although he's basically Scourge. I still like Skywarp better. Just he's cooler. He can teleport, you know, stuff like that. So and then we have Legacy Evolution Nemesis Prime, which that was a given that was going to come out.
Yeah,
that I pass on.
Yep. And then we get to Prime Universe Skyquake.
I really like this figure.
This looks amazing.
It's funny because had I waited on my Megatron, my pre-beast.
Yep.
This would have worked really easily because he's got the shoulder pads. He's got, you know, just pop the head out. He's got the bulky arms. He's got, you know, it's a very solid robot mode.
Yeah.
And I really like how it looks, although I'd have to come up with a different transformation for the vehicle mode to try and do something with it. But it's got very much like this Combiner Wars aesthetic to the jet and how it transforms and how it looks in robot mode. Like the other Seekers were during that time frame.
It's very, let me look at the jet and mode again.
It kind of was reminiscent of like this could easily be repainted into Machine Wars Starscream.
Oh, easily, yes, most because definitely.
All it's very similar head. It's got a very similar body. It's got a very similar vehicle mode. It's funny because you can also combine Needle Nose on top of him.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, I really love this mode and this transformation. If they came out with a Starscream version, I probably would jump on it. Like a Machine Wars.
What I just love about this is that they're like everything we've talked about so far has come from we've got Rise of the Beast, we've got G1, we've got Nemesis, which essentially is G1. Well, yeah, but like now we're getting into the Prime Universe, and it's like, oh, they aren't not paying attention to things, they aren't not including things, they are basically. You know, I don't remember off the top of my head who designed the Legacy Evolution poster, but everything in that poster, at least, you know, from what they've revealed, has kind of come from that pose. Like, they are doing all generations. Like, they aren't just ignoring certain things. They may not get to certain things at certain times, but I love that they are paying attention to everything and not just sticking to one thing or the other.
Oh yeah, totally. And I really do like this figure, the design overall. I'm not like a huge Transformers Prime person, but this figure is one that I would definitely be swayed for.
Yeah, it's a good jet mode. I mean, it was a good design then. It's a good design now. Yeah. If you want prime characters, or if you want like G1 characters and prime designs, like you already said, the Starscream, you could probably do the Coneheads at least. No, maybe not because of the VTOLs, but like you could put, you know, anybody in that. And then we get to the bug. We get shrapnel. He looks good. He's probably not going to be something that that I would ever pick up.
Yeah, it's he looks good. He matches the other figures. I could see him working well. I don't particularly care for the bugs.
Yeah,
but I mean, then again, I mean, it's not a terrible design overall.
Oh, it's not a terrible design at all.
It's just like, my cup of tea. Yeah, like, I don't care for the bugs.
Yeah. And the only bug out of the I know people are going to say, oh, but TF2 and Mike, there are more than three. Yes. But I'm talking about the original three show accurate generation one Insecticons, Shrapnel, Bombshell, and Kickback. Bombshell is the only one I had as a kid of the three of them, and I enjoyed it. Like it was back when I was a kid, when I wasn't like deathly afraid of bugs, but at the same time, I wasn't, you know, embracing them or anything like that. But mm-hmm. I enjoyed having that figure because it was a cool figure. You know, hey, shrapnel is as shrapnel does, I guess. And yeah. And then we get, oh my God.
This is actually pretty cool.
Yep. We're going animated, folks. Animated Prowl. This is awesome. He looks so good.
It's kind of surprising, but it's not at the same time.
No, it isn't at all. But again, his motorcycle mode, his head sculpt, just like, and eventually they're probably going to do some sort of like add-on kit for him to have the samurai armor that happened later in the show. Oh, man. God damn it, Derek, if you could be here right now, you would have loved this, dude.
Well, and even if they don't do an official kit, some 3D printer
somebody, one of these third party company. Yes. But I think it would be cool if Hasbro did some sort of official thing, if they did do it eventually down the line. But yeah, Animated Prowl, absolutely love him. And then up next is Crosscut.
Yeah, I'm. I don't know.
I'm at a loss.
It's a repaint of Tracks, and honestly, I don't need another one.
I mean, I get that some people love the character, but I don't know. I don't remember much about Crosscut.
Well, the thing is, I don't even know what he's been in. Anyways, like if there was a way that I could have somebody redesign his external stuff, like the front end of the thing or the, you know, the back end of it, I could easily turn this into my Ultimus Prime.
Right.
Because on the transformation of the image, like his doors go on behind his shoulders. Like there's, you know, a lot of this definition that's there. I could definitely reutilize there. I would just have to repurpose the front end or redo it.
Right. All right. Before anybody jumps down our necks, Crosscut is from the original the Ambassador to Many Worlds. Crosscut is peaceful negotiator known across space. He is fluent in over 230 Earth languages, etc., etc., etc. It looks like he came from the Japanese Generation 1 cartoon continuity. So he's got Masterpiece toys. He was in the Legends comic. So that's where he kind of comes from.
Okay.
I guess.
And then we have Crash Bar.
What a name.
Well, he looks like a Crash Bar.
at first I was like, wait a minute, just looking at the main, before I even click on it, just looking at the main robot mode here, I'm like, wait a minute, that's a Junkion. Oh, he's a Junkion. Okay. Well, again, like I've said before in other episodes of All Things Transformers, I'm glad that they're actually giving the Junkions names and personalities and not just, here's Rekgar and every carbon copy of Rekgar.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same mentality.
I'm not going to get this thing, but I'm very glad that they are embracing more characters or more definition for the Junkions instead of just saying Junkion 2, 3, 4, and 7 or whatever.
Yeah, which it looks like, you know, like they've basically done that. Like tried to just give them a different personality and create a name for them. I'm not interested in the Junkions, although the designs are interesting. They don't resonate with me because they're not technically real characters. And I know somebody's gonna be like, oh man, they are real characters. You know, they've been in. Yeah. If they weren't in G1, I pretty much don't, or like in the animated stuff, I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I mean, and again, for me, and I've said this, we've been doing this podcast for 15 years now, I think, coming up in August. You know, if it's not in English, I probably have never seen it because I don't read subtitles. And like, I don't think entertainment should be work, and having to read subtitles on anything is work to me. But that's just me.
Yeah. So then we get to Evolution Metalhawk, who, as I've gathered information, it appears he was a pretender.
Yes, he was.
Without the pretender skin. And it's a heavily retooled Cyclonus.
Yeah.
Which I don't hate it.
No, I don't hate it at all. I love it. I think it's cool. I
really like this.
Yes.
I like the new chest that's on it. And it's funny because, you know, had my stupid self waited on my custom Megatron, I probably could have found more suitable. Yep. But you don't know what you don't know. I may take it to task to make a secondary one. But but this one I could see working really well, just based on like the chest alone is like 90% of my issue with the other one. Yep. And then, you know, he transforms, his feet fold, you know, into the back thing, you know, where his sword is at. So basically, if I took off all the wings and took off the nose cone on it, it would basically do what I'm trying to do, a hover tank. Because like the arms fold into the side, the feet fold in, and basically that's what I was trying to achieve with Galvatron.
Yeah.
So, but I really do like this design and this character. And although I don't know much about the character himself, I really do like how it looks in robot mode.
Yeah, so the only place I know, and I know he's from other, like he didn't originate in this, but where I knew Metalhawk from was IDW's comics. And like, I'm just looking up his G1 article right now on TF Wiki. Again, coming from the Japanese cartoon continuity, he was in A Tale of the Pretenders, Super God Master Force, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see here. So yeah. Like I said, I like him. I think he's cool. I think he's interesting. I think it's, again, great that Hasbro is, they have people there now that are doing things that we probably wouldn't have seen a decade and a half ago or whatever, you know. I love the enthusiasm of everybody on the team, from Ben and all those people in marketing to Evan and Mark on the design team. Just absolutely loving what they're doing with this stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with how these are turning out, to be honest. I wish, and I know this is like far-fetched, I wish that they would do that Megatron from the comic so I don't have to like actually make one. I really do. If that was something that I could just recommend, you know, without the body armor thing.
Yeah.
You know, Voyager class or leader class, I would buy that stupid thing in a heartbeat.
You know, one of these years, you're gonna finish your custom, and then like the next week, they're gonna say, "Oh, by the way, here's this."
And I don't care. I'd have both.
I know you would.
But it's just like when I made that Return of the Joker, Joker, and
yep,
I made the custom of it. They never made a figure.
Nope.
So hard to say, but I did finish that one, and yeah, so. But anyways, next up is Twin Cast, which is a repaint of Blaster
Kingdom / Legacy Blaster. Yep. And he comes with Rewind. And Rewind is just a repaint of the Eject mold, but this Rewind looks so good.
I like this one better actually, because he stands out. Like, he's still got translucent plastic, but it just looks not as cheap.
Yeah, it looks so good. And yeah, absolutely. And I don't know where I was. I don't remember what happened, but all around Transformers fandom and the internet and everything else, everybody was wondering about where that second blaster head with that smirk head or whatever it is. Like, something happened when Kingdom Blaster came out, or when they redid it for Legacy or whatever. Yeah. And everybody was like, where's that second head? Where's that second? Well, here we go. There's the second head right there.
Although it works. They didn't do that, though. Like, there were two different faces for Megatron, too, though, for Kingdom Megatron. Mm-hmm. They never used the other face.
Well, then.
Maybe they're going to come out with the Megatron I'm asking for. Because the other one had like kind of a smirk on his face. And so that would work for stealing the golden disc.
Yes, yes, it would.
Just saying, guys, like, just saying, Hasbro, if you know, you're paying attention, I would buy that thing, because there's no good hover tank. I keep looking at some of these Legacy figures and I'm like, okay, that one I could possibly repurpose. That one I could possibly repurpose. That one I can possibly repurpose. You know, Galvatron has the right aesthetics on the robot mode, but then it's going to be not fun for the transformation. And yeah. And like, I could repurpose a J-Axis real easily. I could repurpose Twin Twist. I could repurpose Metal Hawk really well to a robot mode. But then you're talking the vehicle mode. And the whole point is I want it to transform.
Yes.
So. Yep. But
absolutely.
And even like Skyquake, I could see kind of working. But Twin Twist, like, I like how the feet fold back.
Yep.
Which kind of works, because he becomes kind of a hover tank. And if I took the treads off his side, you would have kind of a hover tank thing going on there. And just having to have a spot for the peg for the gun, which is basically Combiner Wars Shockwave.
Yeah, pretty much.
For the cannon. So, but he's going to be too small. Like, this is a deluxe and But there's so many different awesome figures that have come out with Legacy and Legacy Evolutions. Even Tarn, I could see working well, but a little bit differently.
Tarn would be weird as a hover tank.
I could see it working, though, if you took the treads off.
Yeah, maybe.
And then you've got that overlap part where the gun thing is on, you know, comes off on the back, but it's the legs that fold over.
Yep.
But thing is if you flip the feet the other direction, and you had it laid down flat, you would have kind of the same aesthetic. But I've really toyed with the idea of getting a different figure and kind of starting over. But I'm kind of committed on this one at this point, and I just kind of want to see it through. But
you are fairly close. I mean, you're not close, but you're, you know, close enough.
Yeah, close enough. It drives me nuts because like the chest sticks out too far, and I wish I could replace that panel and then, you know, create the transformation. If I could get the feet to fold down, that would solve 90% of my issue with the hover tank aspect. But yeah, so as far as like these new release images that they've given us, they look spectacular. Like I don't hate any of the designs that have come out. They've done really well with them. I may not want all of them, but yeah, these are like superbly done.
Yep. Absolutely. And I have to bring this up, and I'm not throwing him under the bus or anything, but a while ago, Optimus Solo tweeted out a picture of Tarn on Twitter, and he says, not that he doesn't have a cool look, I guess, but I just can't get over thinking that having the logo as your face is a little cheesy. My reply to that was,
read IDW. Tell that to
well, no, okay, well, no, my reply to that was, tell that to Soundwave. He did it first, because Soundwave's face long ago was the Decepticon logo 40 years ago. And oh my God, we are 1 year away from the 40th anniversary. Oh God.
There are going to be some things that come out.
I feel like this first year, this first fan stream that they've done for the year is just like them saying, hey,
there's more to come.
We're scratching the surface here. We're not giving you everything just yet. There is so much more. Like, they are going to, they're going to knock our socks off, dude.
So they also revealed a ton of upcoming figures on their stream. And this is coming from TFW.
Yep.
So there's going to be, you know, a lot of the movie studio series stuff. Yep. And then, you know, they've given the information about the Legacy Evolution reveals, and then the confirmation on future reveals called Through the Space Bridge. We have Beachcomber.
Yep.
And they showed, like, my son has the Combiner Wars version that, I mean, and it's nice, like it's still decent. And then G1 DevCom. Yep. And it has like a Scourge type head with the thing on the top. And then Evo Fusion Axle Grease Junkion, whatever that is going to look like. Yep. Nemesis Leo Convoy.
Oh, boy.
Re-release of War for Cybertron Dirge. Why they would do a re-release, but Armada Megatron.
There you go.
And then Classic Optimus Prime from Holiday Optimus Volvo Truck Mold.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see him with, you know, the Holiday Prime with the original colors.
Yeah.
Because the head, the head is probably the most accurate that we've ever gotten.
Yeah.
So outside of a masterpiece, that is.
Obviously, yeah. Well, yeah, and honestly, were they never not gonna do that? I mean, come on.
Well, we knew them to do Hero Optimus Prime.
Okay.
Like from G2. But honestly, if they came out with this and had him, you know, had him in the G1 aesthetic and colors, I probably would splurge on this stupid thing. I don't know. I don't want the trailer. That's the worst part. If they would come out with these without the trailer,
yeah,
I would be more apt to pick up these different primes. But I really don't want a trailer. That's what I picked up War for Cybertron. Like, I picked up the Netflix Optimus Prime. Mm-hmm. And it was like the Walmart exclusive one, and it came with like two mini cons, and it was like $15 cheaper, but it didn't come with the trailer.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, again, even though most of this stuff is for us, it's also for kids, and the kid, you know, you want the kids to have the full experience of
then Hasbro should come out with stasis pods.
Yes,
from my childhood.
Yes, stasis pods. Oh boy. And I love, so I'm on the article that you're on with about the recap, and I wanted to make sure that I saw who posted the article, and it is Tony Bacala himself, because at the very end of this article it says, Space Bridge reveals not up for pre-order today. Editor's note, Evan said he prefers Optimus Prime as a fire truck, so now he is legally obligated to do RID-01 Optimus Prime / Super Fire Convoy, in all caps, legally, threat of imprisonment, in all caps, do it. I love that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm very enthusiastic about some of these figures right now that are coming out. We're very spoiled Transformers fans. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Even though, like I said, I'm probably not going to add a lot of these to my collection. I love what they're doing. I think it's so great. I think it's, you know, like I already said in this episode, it caters to almost every corner of the fandom, and this is just the first announcements of this year. The Dune, like, we have San Diego, we have all these other conventions that are probably going to happen later this year. Who knows if they're going to do their own convention thing that they used to do, you know? So this is just the tip of the iceberg, folks.
Yep. And then there's going to be a lot more awesome to come.
Absolutely. So we coming up, if you're listening to this on All Things Transformers, we are going to be continuing on in the Winter of Bayhem with the 2007 animated film. And then over on ToyCast, episode 170 will be myself and Josh the Floorburger. He is taking us through his top 20 toy topics of the last 20 years. I think that's what we're calling it. I think so. That's what that's what's coming up here on the podcasts. I will hopefully, by the time we record the next episode of All Things Trans, well, I better have them. So the computer that I upgraded to back in 2010, I future-proofed the thing, and my mom was like, this is the only thing I am probably going to be getting you, so you better make it, like, the most future-proof thing. Like, literally, that HP tower I had back in 2010 cost, like, just over $1,000, and it was, like, it has a 15-in-1 card reader on the front of it. You know, so it was very, very future proof. It lasted 13 years. So, but I'm waiting on my new tower to come. It is fully custom built, and here's hoping it will be around long after I'm gone.
It won't. It'll be out of date.
Shut up.
It'll be out of date for a long time.
Don't you dare pull out one of them Dallas jinxes on me. I will never get you a Megatron again. Not that I have yet anyway, but still, the point is.
But no, seriously, though, the computers are outdated by the time you hear of it.
Well, yeah, I know.
I mean, there's no way around it. They're just outdated. Like, the hardware I put in my computer 3.5 years ago when I built a new one was outdated. I went for what I could afford.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting anyway to see kind of how long. I mean, it should last you a long time anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Most definitely it will. Yeah.
It'll run a lot better than what you got.
Hey, what I had was pretty good for the most part.
My old computer from 2011 is still sitting on the other desk. Now it's an emulator machine.
Yeah, there are a few things I will be salvaging out of this tower, like the two rewritable Blu-ray drives that were in it.
Oh yeah, yeah. If you can upgrade what you have, that is the cheapest way to go. Like when I upgrade, and this has kind of turned into a tech talk, I upgrade the motherboard, the processor, and the RAM. Everything else is cobbled together in the new tower.
Yep.
I might get a new power supply if I need it, but generally I don't. I think I overbought on this one just so that I had one with capabilities.
Absolutely. And remember, folks, the seeds of the future are
buried in the past.
That's right. Yes. Where can people find you on social media, sir?
They can attack me on the Twitters at SCP21.
Awesome, awesome. I am at TFG and Mike. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for the network, at All Things TFV3 for the All Things Transformers show, at TF Toycast for Toycast. And we will, I guess, catch you next time
on All Things Transformers Toycast. Wait, that's a thing now?
Wait, what?
Yeah. I wish to speak to my lawyer.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.